You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Abby, and today's podcast is on the Real Care Baby app by RealityWorks. This is an app that will teach you how to take care of your electronic baby. If you are in a parenting class or if you've taken them home in the past, then this is how you do it. And some people actually own their own babies. So I opened the app and the first button is
About Baby.
About Baby. And in here, if I double tap,
What's in my baby?
The bottom thing says, What's in my baby? And double tapping this does nothing because it's not a clickable button. It's just a little print thing that says, What's in my baby? But if you swipe right, you have five buttons that are actually unlabeled. VoiceOver just says button. But each of these buttons will give you more information about the baby. So the first button, if I double tap,
alert, more information.
All the buttons have this more information thing that you can't double tap, and then you swipe to the right and it actually gives you the information.
Patented head and neck assembly requires proper head support and detects shaken baby syndrome.
So the babies can detect if you shake them, drop them, abuse them, don't support their head, or put them in the wrong position.
Okay. Button.
There's the okay button. I swiped right to that and we're going to double tap.
What's in my baby?
It brings you back to the thing that says what's in my baby. So now I'm going to swipe right twice past the first button to get to the second button.
Button.
Double tap.
Alert. More information.
Swipe right.
Electronic sensor in baby's mouth responds to sensor in bottle or breastfeeding device. Simulating feeding.
When I had my baby, I had the bottle, not the breastfeeding device.
Okay. Button.
Swipe right to okay. Double tap.
What's in my baby?
See, I don't like that it takes you back to the beginning, but I'm going to swipe right three times now.
Button.
Double tap.
Alert. More information. Wireless technology in baby responds to wireless ID. Baby recognizes the participant, ensuring accountability and accurate reporting.
It says wireless ID. Anytime it says ID, which will be a lot in this app, it's saying ID. So basically what happens is your teacher will attach an ID to your wrist when you take home baby for a weekend. And when baby cries, you have to chime in. There will be more information on that a little bit later in this.
Okay.
Press OK.
What's in my baby?
And now I have to swipe right four times.
Button.
Double tap.
Alert. More information.
Swipe right.
Baby is programmed with nearly 100 real infant sounds, including breathing, coughing, crying, and burping.
I don't think it's quite 100, but it is a lot, so.
Okay. Button. What's in my baby? Button.
This is the last unlabeled button we have.
Alert. More information. Baby knows the difference between the diaper it wants off and the new clean diaper it wants on. And baby will cry until it's detected.
So, you get two diapers with sensors in them, and baby can tell the difference.
Okay. Button. What's in my baby?
Okay, to the right of these unlabeled buttons.
Button.
We have
the Real Care Simulation.
A little bit about the Real Care Simulation. So that says the Real Care Simulation. And then if I swipe right again.
The Real Care Simulation is a period of time in which you are required to take care of Real Care Baby. Baby will follow a preset schedule and will cry when it requires care. You will need to identify it yourself to baby and then provide the proper care. If you do not provide care promptly, baby will record missed care. In addition, baby will monitor for rough handling, head support, shaking, and wrong position, and will record these mishandling events if they occur.
Okay, so there's a little bit about the Real Care Babies.
Back button.
There's the back button that's going to take us back to the main screen.
About baby. button.
Okay, so the first button was about baby, which we just did. If we swipe to the right once, we get the how to button.
How to button.
Which will tell us how to do different things with our baby. Now these have videos that we can listen to. They're very short, so I encourage you to listen to these, and I will put them in the podcast because they're each of them is not even a minute long, so they're very short videos. So I'm going to double tap on how to.
Id baby.
The first one says id baby. It's actually ID baby. So this button will tell you how to ID your baby. This is what you do when baby cries. So this is
1. You must be recognized by baby before it will accept care. 2. The student id is worn on your wrist. If you have been given a babysitter id, it may be loose. If you have more than one id, baby records how often each id is used.
I was given a babysitter ID, which was attached to a bracelet separately. I had to use it once.
3. After baby begins crying, bring your id within 2 inches of the areas shown in the pictures. You should hear a chime sound, hyperlinked to sound. If you do not hear the chime, try the other regions. The upper torso is the best region to use, but any of the highlighted areas will work.
And I will tell you, because I know from experience, the highlighted areas, there are 4. So there's upper torso on baby's right side, which is your left if it's facing you. Upper torso on the front, about an inch below the belly button, on the back between the shoulder blades, or on the butt. So those are the 4 areas. And I guess I didn't have to tell you because there is another part of the podcast that mentions it. But
view video button.
There is a short little video on how to ID your baby. And please forgive me, VoiceOver likes to interrupt the video and say double tap to show or hide video controls. So excuse me for that. I don't really know how to stop it, so we're going to
view video.
Real care baby to
double tap to show or hide video controls.
Whenever baby is crying, the first step always is to pick baby up. Place your ID near one of the areas where it can be most easily recognized, and listen for the chime. This means baby either needs to be cared for by feeding, burping, rocking, or changing its diaper, is fussy, or has been handled roughly. It's up to you to determine why baby is crying.
1. You must be recognized.
Okay.
View video. Back.
But now we'll go back.
Hit baby.
Okay, the first one was ID baby. The next one should be, to the right, feed baby.
Feed baby.
How do you feed the baby? Let's double tap. Just to let you know, the first step is always going to say id baby. It's talking about ID baby. So you have to touch the ID to chime in before you provide any care. So all of these care activities are going to start with the step that says ID baby. So let's double tap on feed baby and see how we do this.
1. Id baby. 2. Hold the bottle or breastfeeding device to baby's mouth. Baby makes feeding sounds while feeding.
Okay, swipe right to hear the next set of directions.
3. Baby coos to indicate it is done feeding. 4. Notes. You must hold baby while feeding or baby will cry. B. If baby does not respond to the bottle or breastfeeding device, it may require another type of care, or it may be fussy. C. Take care to properly support baby's head during feeding. Don't push the bottle against baby's mouth too hard, or you can accidentally push the head back. If this happens, baby cries loudly, records the head support failure, ends the feeding, and records missed care. You must rock baby to calm it.
All of the care actions that are described here have that don't forget to properly support baby's head while doing this or that, and it says the exact same thing, so I won't go through that for the rest of it. But here's the video for
view video
feeding
button.
Double tap
view video. Double tap to show or hide video controls.
Listen for the chime. And hold the bottle or breastfeeding device to baby's lips. It will stop crying and begin making feeding sounds. If the bottle or breastfeeding device is removed from baby's mouth while it is eating, it will resume crying until it is replaced. Baby must be held while it's fed. If you prop the bottle up, baby cries after a while. When baby has had enough to eat, it poos, signaling the end of feeding. Be sure to support the baby's head during feeding.
Wanted baby.
Okay.
Back. Feed baby. Feed baby.
We have ID baby. We have feed baby. I think the next one is burp baby. So we're going to find out how to burp the baby.
Burp baby.
Yep. Burp baby. Double tap.
Wanted baby.
ID baby.
2. Hold baby upright and pat baby's back. The crying should stop, and baby makes small whimpering sounds.
Yeah, they're more like grunting sounds, but...
3. Baby will make a burp sound when done. 4. Notes. Pat baby's back heavily enough that baby can feel it, but not so hard that you cause rough handling. B. If baby does not respond to burping, it may require another type of care, or it may be fussy. C. Take care to properly support baby's head during burping.
Okay.
View video. Button.
I was going to say the same thing. It's going to end the care event and say missed care, and it's going to record head support failure or rough handling. So here is the video for burping. I'm going to double tap.
View video. Done. Button.
Baby will cry again to be burped. When it cries again, pick baby up and
video.
Stick to the chime. After the chime, hold baby against your shoulder and pat its back gently between the shoulders. Crying stops and you will hear soft whimpering noises. Baby is trying to burp. Baby will burp if you've done a good job.
Wanted baby. View video. Back.
Back. Oop, come on.
Back. Burp baby.
There we go.
Feet. Burp baby.
Next button. Should be rock baby.
Rock baby.
Yep.
Button.
Double tap.
Wanted baby.
ID baby.
2. There are many ways to rock baby. As long as you provide constant, gentle rocking motion, the crying should stop and baby will make small whimpering sounds. 3. Baby coos to indicate rocking is over. 4. Notes. If baby no longer detects rocking, baby starts to fuss and will eventually cry. Increase your rocking motion and baby should start whimpering softly again.
Or change
this
position.
This does not in itself cause missed care to be recorded. B. If baby does not respond to rocking, it may require another type of care.
Okay.
View video. Button.
We're going to view the video for rocking, and just to let you know, guys, the cooing that you're hearing on the video is not the sound, not the exact coo that baby makes, but that was the coo that Real Care 1 made. Real Care 2, 2 Plus, and 3 make different coos. But here's the video for rocking.
View video.
Because it needs to be rocked.
Double tap to show or hide video controls.
Baby will stop crying and start to make soft, whimpering noises. You will hear a coo at the end, signaling it has received proper care.
Okay.
Back. Buck it
back.
Feet. But rock baby.
Next should button. Be change diaper.
Change baby's diaper.
Yep.
Button. Wanted baby. 2. Remove baby's diaper. Baby should stop crying, but may continue to whimper. Put the other diaper on, and baby coos to indicate success. 3. Baby comes with 2 diapers, one with a green patch, and the other with a yellow patch. You will alternate back and forth between these 2 diapers throughout the simulation. If you find that you received 2 of the same color, contact your instructor immediately.
Real Care 1s came with blue diaper and white diaper, but Real Care 2, 2 Plus, and 3 come with the green and the yellow. So, baby actually does not stop crying just because you've taken the diaper off. Real Care 2, when they started with Real Care 2, they don't stop crying. But they do coo when you put the other diaper on. And just a little trick, when I had mine, because I don't know how to get a diaper on straight because I've never had children. because the colored part of the diaper, the green and yellow part, is smooth to the touch, whereas the rest of the diaper is bumpy. Just have the smooth colored part touch the baby's bottom and you're done. That's literally all I did. I just touched the sensor to baby's bottom. She cooed. We were done. You can't do that with Real Care 3. But I had a 2 plus for the weekend, so I cheated. Also, for burping, you can just rock them because their motion sensor just has to sense movement. It doesn't have to actually be patting. And I was afraid that of getting rough handling for patting too hard, so I didn't pat her back. I rocked her.
4. Notes. You can change the diaper more frequently if you wish without interfering with the simulation. At the beginning of a diaper change, baby checks to see which diaper it has on, and then you must put the other diaper on to complete the diaper change. B. If baby does not stop crying when you remove the diaper, it may require another type of care, or it may be fussy.
It won't cry.
C. Take care to properly support baby's head during a diaper change.
Okay.
View video.
Wants to have a diaper change.
Double tap to show or hide video controls.
And then remove the diaper. Replace the diaper with the second diaper you have. When the second diaper is attached, baby coos to signal you have provided proper care. It must have a diaper on at all times.
Wanted baby.
Okay.
View back. It baby.
Real Care 3 has to have a diaper on at all times. Real Care 2 and 2 plus and even 1 does not, because Real Care 3 now can detect temperature and what outfit and clothes it's wearing. So Real Care 3, you need to have a diaper on. Real Care 2 and 2 plus, and even Real Care 1, you can, like I said, just touch the sensor to baby's bottom until baby coos and you're done. I seriously did that. I cheated. Yes, I know.
Proper handling.
All right, proper handling. This, I believe, does not have a video, so we're double tapping.
1. Do not drop, hit, shake, or abuse your baby. 2. Support the head at all times. 3. When feeding, do not push bottle against mouth too hard. This could force the head back far enough to trigger head support failure. 4. Do not pick baby up quickly or make sudden movements. 5. Watch baby's position. Do not hold it upside down or lay it on its tummy. Back button.
Okay.
It baby. Check crop back button.
That's all for the how-to screen, so I'm going back.
About baby. How-to. FAQs.
I swiped right to the FAQs button. Now this is a little bit tricky. I'm gonna double tap here.
FAQ close button.
That first button says FAQ close. I thought that meant that it was going to close the FAQs menu. No, what that button does is it shows or hides the answers to the question to its right. So this button on the far left that says FAQ close, if I swipe to the right, it's just gonna show a question.
Baby was supposed to activate when I got home, but baby has not made a sound. Is there something wrong?
The batteries could be dead. But anyway, if I swipe right again,
FAQ close button.
It goes to the next FAQ close button, which is the answer for the next question. What you have to do is, I'm swiping back to the left.
FAQ close button.
You have to double tap this first FAQ close button to open it, and what that does is it shows the answer to your question.
FAQ open.
So now you see the question.
Baby was supposed to activate when I got home.
Answer.
Hey, here are a couple of things to try. Test for an active simulation. Hold on to baby's head. Do not let the head fall back. And tip baby upside down like it is doing a handstand. Baby should cough within a couple of seconds. If baby coughs, baby is active and the simulation is running. Baby can go for a few hours without needing any care. Wait a little longer. Baby may need care later. If baby does not cough, it's possible the instructor did not program the correct start time or there is another error in programming. Wait a little longer, then contact your instructor if baby has not activated by the time you go to bed. It's also possible there is a problem with baby's sound or speaker. Contact your instructor. Do nothing with baby. When you return your baby, have your instructor contact product support for further testing. Test for power. Lie baby face down and look at the red light on baby's back. Flashing or steady red light, baby has power. It's possible your instructor did not program the correct start time or program baby properly. Contact your instructor if baby has not activated by the time you go to bed. If baby was not programmed properly, it will not turn on. No red light. Batteries are dead. Baby will not turn on. Contact your instructor and let him or her know.
Okay, so then it goes to the next button if you swipe right.
Fat close button.
That's another button that if you double tap that, it shows you the answer for the next question while still keeping the answer you just heard on the screen. So,
fat open.
Now it's open, so now I can see the question.
Q. Baby was supposed to run for 3 days, but the baby turned off halfway through the simulation. Is there something wrong?
Batteries could have died. Or the teacher didn't program properly. And then you swipe right again to the answer.
A. Without control center software or a control unit, it is difficult to determine why baby turned off early. You will not know the exact reason until you return baby to your instructor and the report is downloaded. Contact your instructor and let him or her know what's going on.
So basically that's what you do. You swipe right and left to get to these FAQ close buttons. You double tap them to open them and then you swipe right to the question and swipe right again to see the answer. And if you want to hide the answer, you swipe back to the left twice past the question to the FAQ open button and you double tap it to say FAQ close and your answer is hidden. A few notes about the babies themselves. When you feed them, you have to move them while you're feeding them because with Real Care 2, when they started with Real Care 2, they had an anti-prop feature. So if you were not moving the baby, it would think that you prop the bottle up in their mouth and would just start crying. So you have to, the baby has to sense movement while you're feeding, which I think is kind of stupid because generally you don't rock your child while you're feeding. You generally just sit and feed. So, but Real Care 1, you could prop up the bottle and people would leave them just propped up. So when Real Care 2 came out, they added an anti-prop feature, but people would trick the baby into thinking it was in their arms by rocking the car seat and leaving the baby in the car seat. So when Real Care 3 came out, they now have car seat sensors to detect how long baby was in the car seat and if the baby received care in the car seat, and if it did, you lost points. So they're stopping you from tricking the baby. So yeah, there's a couple of other things in the FAQs. I won't go all the way through each and every one because the podcast would probably be too long, but that's how you use the FAQs feature. The next button after FAQs, I've gone back to the main menu. If you swipe right past the FAQs button,
stress management.
You get a stress management button. And if you double tap on this, it's just a little list of things that you can do to prevent yourself from getting stressed out as a caregiver if baby cries.
A caregiver's role is not to force a crying baby to stop crying, but to cope with the crying until the baby is able to stop. Here are several ways to help you cope with the stress of a crying baby. Bullet, take several deep breaths and count to 10. Bullet, say the alphabet. Bullet, play music that soothes or distracts you. Bullet, exercise. Bullet, put baby in a safe place. Then leave the room for a few minutes. Bullet, close your eyes and think of something pleasant. Bullet, remind yourself the crying will end. Bullet, ask someone else to help.
Yeah, that last one, ask someone else to help, doesn't really apply when you're taking care of the parenting baby, the electronic baby that you get for your parenting classes, because that's your grade and there won't always be somebody to help you. So, and you might lose points if you use the babysitter ID more than, you know, with my class it was 3 times. So,
back button.
I'm going to go back.
Safety precautions button.
Here's the safety precautions button, which will tell us how to keep our real care baby safe.
Bullet, baby may cry while you are driving. Please be aware that the crying may start unexpectedly, and you should be prepared. Bullet, never leave baby unattended in a public place given the potential for misunderstanding. Bullet, bring your vehicle to a complete stop in a safe location before caring for baby, or to retrieve a piece of baby's equipment that falls. Bullet, do not feed, burp, rock, change diapers, or otherwise care for baby while driving. Bullet, failure to install baby in a car seat in a motor vehicle could result in baby or the seat becoming projectiles in the event of a sudden stop or accident. Bullet, do not place baby on or near a stove, especially while cooking. Bullet, never take your wristband off. Not only will you be deducted points, but you may lose the ID or stumble around in the dark looking for it if baby cries during the night. Bullet, baby should sleep somewhere close to your sleeping quarters, but not in bed with you. Baby may fall out of the bed or you could roll over on it, causing damage to baby and discomfort to you. Bullet, loud crying near people with potentially serious physical conditions, such as those susceptible to heart attack or stroke, should be avoided. Bullet, make a note in your diary where you had to delay care of baby because your safety or that of others may have been compromised. --item Bullet, do not place baby in or near water. Bullet, baby's crying or other sounds may cause pets to become agitated or aggressive. Keep baby out of the reach of pets or other animals. --item Bullet, use an infant car seat or carrier to transport baby rather than holding baby at all times. --item Bullet, baby weighs 6.5 to 7 pounds and could cause discomfort for individuals with back pain. --item Bullet, do not operate any type of equipment or attempt tasks requiring the use of both hands while holding baby. --item Bullet, do not allow small children to play with baby. Baby's hands and feet could be a choking hazard. --item Bullet, keep baby away from pens, markers or dark unwashed denim as these can leave permanent marks on the skin. --item
Yeah, my baby, thank goodness I wasn't the one driving. My baby cried for care the Saturday I had her. I had her for a weekend, and she cried on Saturday, and my mom was driving and had to pull over so I could take baby out of the car seat to care for her. Because when you're doing this for a parenting program, you can't just, oh, well, I'm driving, so I can't care for baby. It'll record a missed care if you don't care for it. So,
back.
About we're going baby. Back.
Effort, stress, safety, click for care tips.
Okay, so this is the last thing I want to show you. It's the care tips. Now, clicking this actual care tips button where it says click for care tips does nothing. You actually have to swipe to
next button. Next.
And double tap that. And then you swipe back to the left to hear your tip.
Correct. Breathing sounds mean baby is sleeping or being rocked.
Okay, no. Breathing sounds mean baby is sleeping. Breathing sounds do not occur during rocks. I know because I had this baby.
Correct. Next.
We swipe right to the next.
Next.
Double tap. Now we swipe left twice to hear the next tip.
Coughing or cooing. Happy. Sounds means baby is awake.
Swipe right twice.
Crab. Next.
Double tap.
Next.
Swipe left.
Crab. Hearing the id chime but not being able to quiet baby for a few minutes means baby was just fussy.
Yeah, that with the Real Cares, when they had the original Baby Think It Overs before Real Cares came out, this didn't happen because you just had to stick a key in its back. But when Real Cares came out, they added this feature where the baby was fussy, which means that you can chime in with your ID. However, no matter what you did to the baby, feeding, burping, rocking, changing, it wouldn't stop crying. Because fussy babies want nothing at all. They just want to fuss to be fussy. Any of you out there with children know that. I'm sure you've had fussy babies. Don't tell me you haven't.
Crap. Next.
Anyway, we swipe right twice. We double tap next.
Next.
We swipe left twice.
Crab. Baby cries if it is upside down or on its tummy for 5 or more seconds.
Here's the thing. With Real Care 2, they added a sleep feature. So when the baby is not sleeping, you can put it on its tummy. Because with a real baby, you can do tummy time when they're awake. So with the Real Care 2s, you can do tummy time, but only if they are not making the breathing sounds to indicate sleep. Because if they're sleeping and you put them on their tummy, they will cry. Because they're trying to advocate that newborn babies should not sleep on their tummy for SIDS reasons. And the baby's eyes don't close. That's why they have the breathing sounds to indicate the baby has gone to sleep.
Correct. Next.
Swipe right. Double tap.
Next.
Swipe left.
Correct. If you are feeding, burping, rocking, or changing baby when the head falls back or you roughly handle baby, baby cries loudly. Rock baby until it is quiet. You don't need to care for baby until it cries again.
And you also get a missed care session. It ends the care. If you're feeding baby, the head falls back, baby screams, wah wah, head support failure, missed feeding. Sorry, Charlie.
Correct. Next.
Okay, we swipe right twice, we double tap.
Next.
And we...
Correct. You have 2 minutes to start caring for baby before missed care is recorded.
Swipe left. Okay, yeah, 2 minutes to chime in, and then 2 minutes to provide the care. And that's not together. So you get 2 minutes to chime in. If you don't chime in, it's missed care. If you do chime in, the 2 minutes starts over for the actual caring part.
Next.
Okay.
Next.
Swipe left twice.
Grab. Button.
Come on.
Sometimes baby will cry for no reason. It's just being fussy.
Yeah, Real Cares do that. The Baby Think It Over models before Real Cares, like the generations 4 and 5, did not do fussing because you just had a key that you stuck in the back. So it didn't actually require a bottle or a diaper, just a key.
Correct. Next.
Okay, we swiped right twice.
Safety precaution.
Stop it.
Next. Next.
Okay, swipe left twice.
Breathing sounds mean baby is sleeping or being rocked.
And that's the first tip again. So we're back at the first tip. Okay, that was the last thing I wanted to show you. That's actually the last thing you can do in this app. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you want to contact the developers, you can go to realityworks.com. It's all one word, realityworks.com. And if you want to contact me, you can do so at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. And I will be glad to answer any questions you have about this app, about the babies, about any of the other posts I've done, podcast requests you want to make. So hope you enjoyed and enjoy your babies.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.